Today's daf is Megillah daf Chav Zayin, and we have two lines from the bottom of daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Amar Rapapi Mishmei Derav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Hena Pero bas Yecheved, Avram ben Rachel, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, and Meira Chava bas Shoshana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Bero ben Rabbi Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas Harav Rafal ben Harav Reb Chia. So yesterday, we began the fourth and final perek of Masechtas Megillah, Perek B'nei Ha'ir, which begins discussing the halachos of the members of a city, the members of a community that sell a Dover Shebekdusha. They sold the Rechoyva Shalir, the Beis HaKnesses, the Arun Kodesh, the Mitpachos that was used to wrap the Sefer Torah. They sold the Nevi'im Uksuvim, or they sold the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah says, what are they and what are they not allowed to do with the money? Says the Mishnah, when you sell a Dover Shebekdusha, the Kedusha transfers from the thing that you sold onto the money. As a result, the money is now bound by the restrictions that the Dover Shebekdusha was bound by. Meaning you have to treat the money as if it's a Dover Shebekdusha. Okay, the rule is, Mailim Bekoidesh V'loy Mayridin. So if you have something that has Kedusha, if you want to upgrade the level of Kedusha that it has, that's something you're allowed to do. Mailim Bekoidesh. However, V'loy Mayridin. If you want to downgrade the level of Kedusha that it has, that's something that you would not be allowed to do. So for example, if the Bnei Yair sold Svarim, which means they sold Nevi'im Uksuvim, if you want to take the money and buy a Sefer Torah, that's something you're allowed to do. Because now you're upgrading the Kedusha. You're now taking money that has Kedusha Svarim and you're using it to purchase something that has more Kedusha, Kedusha Sefer Torah. If, however, you want to take the money and you want to buy mitpachos, you want to buy the material that was used to wrap the Sefer Torah, that has less Kedusha than the Nevi'im Uksuvim does. And if that's something you want to do, it wouldn't be okay. But then the Gemara gave a major caveat to this halacha, and that is that the only time this is true is if the sale of the item, whatever it was, did not take place by the Shiva Toivei Ha'ir B'maymed Anche Ya'ir. If, however, the sale took place by the Shiva Toivei Ha'ir, so who are these people? These were seven directors that were appointed by the Kehila to oversee all the financial transactions of the city. If they're the ones that sold it, and they sold it b'maymed anshei ha'ir in the presence of the people in the city, then the halacha is that when they sell this item, they're allowed to take the money, and they could do whatever they want with the money. In fact, the Gemara brought out the point so dramatically, the Gemara said, afilu l'mishta be'shichra shaper dami. Even if you want to take the money, buy beer and get drunk, even that's something that you'd be allowed to do. So the only time the halacha of the Mishnah is true is if the sale did not take place by the Shiva Toivei Ha'ir in the presence of the Anshei Ha'ir. If, however, you check off both boxes, it was sold by the Shiva Toivei Ha'ir and it was done in the presence of the Anshei Ha'ir, in that case, you'd be able to do whatever you want. Today's daf is very much going to be a continuation from yesterday's daf. And the daf is actually going to begin with a fascinating question, a question that is going to be the topic of the raid. Zokta Gemara. Omer Rapapi Mishmei Derav. Rapapi said in the name of Rabba, Mi Beik Nishto Lebei Rabbanon. Sure. If you want to sell a Beis HaKnesses, take the money and buy a Beis Medrash, that's something you'd be allowed to do. Mi Beik Rabbanon Lebei Knishto Aser. However, to sell a Beis Medrash and use the proceeds to then go buy a Beis HaKnesses, that would not be okay. Rapapa Mishmei Derav Masni Yepcha. Rapapa said in the name of Rava just the opposite. Meaning, if you want to sell a Beis HaKnesses to buy a Beis Medrash, it's not okay. If you want to sell a Beis Medrash to sell a Beis HaKnesses, it would be okay. Now, really, to appreciate this Gemara properly, we have to go back in time a little bit. And we have to appreciate that there was a time where people davened in one place and they learned someplace else. So there was a Beis HaKnesses, that was a place that Yidden davened, and then there was a Beis Medrash, that was a place where Yidden convened to learn. Now, v'loy roizeh k'roizeh, a Beis HaKnesses is not a Beis HaMedrash. Hatzat Hashav HaShabahen is that they were both houses of worship. They were places that people went to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash is not really the same thing. And the Gemara brings a Machloikas HaMeirah, both in terms of what Rava said, Rapapi in the name of Rava and Rapap in the name of Rava. What has more Kedusha? A base HaKnesses or a base Medrash? L'may nafkemino, our sugya. Could you sell a base Knesses, use the money to buy a base Medrash? Can you sell a base Medrash, use the money to buy a base HaKnesses? Rapapi said in the name of Rava that a base Medrash has more Kedusha than a base HaKnesses. So if you want to go mi bei Knishta lebei Rabbanon, that's okay. If you want to go in the reverse order, mi bei Rabbanon lebei Knishta, it wouldn't be okay. Rapapa said in the name of Rava, just the opposite. He said a base HaKnesses has more Kedusha than a base Medrash. So if you want to go from a base Medrash to base HaKnesses, that's okay. But if you want to go from a base HaKnesses to base Medrash, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara on that note. Rav Acha said, Kavasid Rapapi Mistabro. It's more Mistabro what Rapapi said. And that is that a base Medrash, a place that you learn Torah, is more Kaddish than a base HaKnesses, a place that you daven. How do I know that? Why am I saying that? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Beis HaKnesses mutter la'soisei Beis HaMedrash. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said clearly that you're allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and convert it into a Beis Medrash. Why? Mailim b'kodesh v'loy meiridin. Oh, must be that a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. So you see there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that you're allowed to convert the Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash. Shema Amina, that's a raya to Rav Papi's version of what Rava said, and that is that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. In other words, just Pashup Shana in the Gemara, there was a machloikis between two Talmidim of Rava, whether a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha or whether a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. And the machloikis was what Rava said. Two versions of what Rava had said. Rav Papi said, I heard Rava say the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. Rav Papa said, I heard Rava say that the Beis Knesses has more Kedusha. So who was right? I don't know. It's he said, right? We just don't know. Rav Papi said one thing, Rav Papa said another thing. Zokta Gemara, I don't know what Rava said. I don't know whose version of what Rava said is correct. But I do know one thing. I know Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that you're allowed to take a base at Knesset and convert it into a base Medrash. Which means that if Rav Papi is correct, Rav is in line with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. If Rav Papa is correct, that means Rav is contradicting Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi lived hundreds of years before Rav. It's not mistaber that Rav would have contradicted something that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. And it's for that reason, Amar Rav Acha, kavasi de Rav Papi mistaber, that what's more Kaddish? The Beis Medrash is more Kaddish. Zok to Gemara on this note. Darish Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara Darishim. Aydich said, what's Pshan in the Pasuk? And this is a Pasuk in Malachim. Beis. And it's describing Churban Bayis Rishon. The Pasuk says, Vayisroif es Beis Hashem. Nebuzradan, the chief executioner of Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian army. So he destroyed the Beis Hashem. Veis Beis HaMelech, he destroyed the house of the king. Veis Kol Bati Yerushalayim, he destroyed all the houses of Yerushalayim. Veis Kol Beis Gadol Saraf Beish. And then he destroyed and burned every Bayis Gadol in Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, Bar Kapara Darshan, Beis Hashem, what does it mean Nebuzradan destroyed the Beis Hashem? What is the Beis Hashem? It's the Beis HaMikdash. That's easy. It's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elu Paltun Shamelech, is talking about all the palaces. That's called Bati Yerushalayim. What does it mean that Nebuzaradan burnt all the Bati Yerushalayim? Kimashman. Bati Yerushalayim means all the houses in Jerusalem. That's called Beis Gadol Saraf Beish. What's a Beis Gadol? It's a said Bar Kapor, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi. There was a Machloik, it's Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi. Chadam once said, Mokum Shemagadol Moy Torah. It's the places that people would learn Torah, meaning Gadol is referring to the Beis Medrash, V'chadom, and the other one said, Makom Shemagadol Bo Tefilo. It's talking about the place that people used to go daven. It's referring to the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Mandama Torah, the Mandama that says that the Beis Gadol is the Beis Medrash. Why would a Beis Gadol be a Beis Medrash? What's the connection between a place that people learn Torah and Gadol? The Chsev, it's a Pasuk. Hashem Chafetz Leman Tzidkoi. Yagdol Torah v'yader. Hashem chafetz l'man tzidka, yagdol Torah. Torah is yagdol. So you see, gadol is a term that's used to describe Torah. Thus, a base gadol is a base medrash, a place that people learn Torah. Manda amat tefilah, the manda that says tefilah. What's the makar to that? The chsiv. Because the pasuk says, v'hamelech medaber el Gehazi. The king was having a conversation with Gehazi. Nar. Who was Gehazi? So he was the Nar Isho Elikim of Elisha. He was the Gabai, the Hoizbucher of the Novi Elisha. Lemar, what was he telling him? Sapra Noli, Eskola Gdoilis Ash Osa Elisha. Tell me about all the Gdoilis, all the great things that Elisha did. Says the Gemara of Elisha the Avad, and all the great things that Elisha did, Berachmihu the Avad. You know how he did it? He did it with Tfilah. Oh, so what do you see from here? So you see that Gedula, the Gdoilis of Elisha, are referred to as tefillah. So you see there's a connection between tefillah and gadol. So the Gemara says that it says in the pasuk that Nebuzaradan destroyed, he burnt the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMelech, the Bat Yerushalayim, and Kol Beis Gadol. What was Kol Beis Gadol? So Bar Kapara said, I know it was a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. One said Beis Medrash, the other one said Beis HaKnesses. The one that said Beis Medrash, Hashem Chafetz Matzidka Yagdol Torah. You see, Torah is called Gadol. And the one that said Beis HaKnesses, it's because you find that tefillah is called Gadol. Saper no hagdoilos asher osa elishin, had elishin to do with tefillah. But he said, I don't know who said what. I don't know who said Beis HaKnesses was the Beis Gadol. I don't know who said the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says, this time, Rabbi Shulman Levi, it's Mestaber that Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that said, Makom Shem Megadol Meitayr. It's Rabbi Shulman Levi that said Beis Medrash. How do I know that? Because we just mentioned Rabbi Shulman Levi a few lines ago. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Beis HaKnesses, Mutala Soisei Beis Medrash. You're allowed to convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash. Where do you see from there that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses? So what's bigger? Literally, the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis Medrash, you see the Beis Medrash is bigger. So it's mistaber then that Rabbi Shua ben Levi would teach the pasuk called Beis Gadol. What's the biggest thing? It's the Beis Medrash. You see, because he's the one that holds the Beis Medrash has more kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. So it's mistaber that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that said that the Beis Gadol is the Beis Medrash. And if that's the case, it's mistaber that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that the Beis Gadol is the Beis HaKnesses. Shema mina. Clearly, this is what the machloikis is, meaning we know exactly who held Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Yochanan, who held Beis Medrash, and that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So just to recap what we just did before we go weiter, and that is, so the Gemara is discussing a very interesting question, and that is, what has more Kedusha, a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash? And clearly it was a Machlokes Amira. In the beginning of the Gemara, it was a Machlokes Rav Papi and Rav Papa, both Mishmei de Rava. They had different versions of what Rava had said on this topic. At the end of the Gemara said it was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, where Rabbi Yochanan said that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that it's the Beis Medrash that has more Kedusha. But in the course of the Gemara said, Amar Rav Acha, Kavase de Rapapi Mestabra. It's more Mestabra where Rapapi said, which is that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. You know why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Beis HaKnesses mutal asoisei Beis Medrash, that you're allowed to convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash, Shema Amina. In other words, the Gemara said, it's Mestabra that the halacha is that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. You know why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it. Tosfos, the top Tosfos of the Yomid, asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand. It's mistaber that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. Maybe if I cared. Maybe it should be mistaber that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the Beis Medrash because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha. And by the way, it's almost never that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, throughout Shas, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan argues with Reish Lakish, it's a Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Yevamos, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan with three exceptions. If Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Gemara in Be'adaf Dalet. If Rabbi Yochanan argued with Shmuel, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Zayin. We almost always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So what are you telling me? Kavase the Rapapi Mistabro because Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like him. Maybe if I cared. Kavase the Rapapa Mistabro because Rabbi Yochanan held like him. So Taisa says, you see from this Gemara that must be when it comes to Psak Halacha, as great as Rabbi Yochanan was, and as much as we always passing like Rabbi Yochanan, but if there would be a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but rather we would paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Tosfos speaks to that as a chiddush, and the reason it's a chiddush is because in Klali HaPsak, nobody is machria keneged Rabbi Yochanan. Says Tosfos, clearly there's one exception to the rule, and that exception to the rule is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's actually interesting that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the answer to a trivia question. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the only Amora that's mentioned in a Mishnah. In fact, not only is Rabbi Shua ben Levi mentioned in the Mishnah, he's mentioned in a Mishnah twice. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned in the last Mishnah, in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. It's the very, very last Mishnah, Masechtas Uktzin. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Sholosh Meyos V'Asar Oilomis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single Tzadik Shai Oilomis. The other Mishnah Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned in is in Pirkei Avos. In the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every single day, Baskel Yoytzes Me'ar Choyrev U'machrezes V'Oimeres Oilehem L'Briyos Me'obayna Shalter. There's a Baskel that says says nebuch to people that don't learn Torah. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned twice in a Mishnah. He's mentioned the last Mishnah, Masechtas Uktzin, that's the last Mishnah of Shisha Sidra Mishnah. And he's also mentioned in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. There are some that surmised that because Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned in a Mishnah, must be he was a Tana. The Tosfos Yontif and the end of Masechtas Uktzin brings such opinions. It sounds like it. There's no Amora that's ever mentioned in a Mishnah. So what's Rabbi Shua ben Levi in a Mishnah? L'churi was an Amora. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon never mentioned the Mishnayos. So how are you talking that Rabbi Shua ben Levi would be mentioned in a Mishnah? But the Pashtus is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was an Amora. But at the same time, he certainly had this distinction that he's the only Amora mentioned in a Mishnah, number one. Number two, Tosfos says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yechonon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You see it from this Gemara, because the Gemara said it's mistaber like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan said fakir. Maybe it should be mistaber like Rabbi Yochanan. So in this Gemara, tucked away is an anomaly in the world of Klali Apsak. We always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Here's an exception. Machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says Tosfos in Megillah of Zayin Amar Aleph that Allah is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Incidentally, Tosfos discusses this in other places in Shas. And in the other place, Tosfos is not so sure that we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi over Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos in Matchik had it gives a chenetza with our Gemara, but at least an hour so good for today's daf, the halacha would be like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, even keneged Rabbi Yochanan. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Mishnah said, Avo machru Torah, lo yikhu svar. Right? So the Mishnah had the whole pecking order in terms of what's more Kaddish, what's less Kaddish, and it's Negeya. If you sell something with Kedusha, you can buy something with more Kedusha. You can't buy something with less Kedusha. Now, what the Mishnah didn't mention is, what if I want to buy something that has the same amount of Kedusha? Ma'ilim b'kodesh means you have to go up. V'loim b'ridin means you can't go down. What if I'm not going up, I'm not going down? I'm just going from one thing to another thing, and they're both on the same level. Would that be okay? Would that not be okay? And that's sort of the topic of the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Ibailu. Ma'u limko sefer Torah yashan likach b'chadash. Am I allowed to buy an old sefer Torah to buy a new sefer Torah? So the Bnei Yair want to sell a sefer Torah. They're going to take the money, they're going to buy a sefer Torah. Is that okay or is that not okay? What's the shayla? Kimidolei ma'u le'yasar. Do you say, being that you're not going up in Kedusha, it's not ma'u le'kadash, you can't do it. Or maybe kimidoleko le'iluye, iluye achrino shapradami. Maybe being that it's impossible to go up, so therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara's question is regarding a Sefer Torah. It's very, very specific. If I sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, okay or not okay? And what are the two tzadim? The tzad not okay is, I'm not fulfilling my Ma'ilu Mekodesh. The tzad it is okay is, I can't be Ma'ilu Mekodesh. What should I do with the money? Bury it? Like, what's the other etzah? So it sounds like, though, from the Gemara, that if we were discussing something other than a Sefer Torah, we were discussing Sfarim, Mitpachos, the Teva, the Ruchai V'Shalir, in those cases it would be poshit that it wouldn't be okay. Because over here, you would for sure have to be Milam, because you can be Milam. From the Gemara itself, for Dafyomi purposes anyways, it sounds like the Shaila is only regarding the Sefer Torah, and the only tzad we have that I could use it for something that has the same level of Kedusha, even though it's not Milam B'Kodesh, is simply because it's not possible to be Milam B'Kodesh. But to the extent that it would be possible to be Milam HaKadosh, it certainly sounds like from the Gemara, you would have to be Milam HaKadosh. Stating that, the Rishonim have a whole discussion whether this is in fact a good deal in the Gemara, but talk to Gemara, Vayta Tashma. So I'll bring you a raya. The Mishnah said, Avo Machru Torah LaYichu Svarim. The Mishnah said that if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to buy Svarim. Oh, it sounds like Svarim Hudaloi. Ha Torah B'Torah Shapradami. If you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't buy Svarim. But if you want to buy a Sefer Torah, that would be okay. So the Gemara says, no, Masis and Di'Evet. Meaning it's true, you see in the Mishnah that B'dieved, if you sell a Sefer Torah, you would be able to buy another Sefer Torah. Right, Machru Torah lo yikhu svar. But what if Machru Torah and we want to buy a Sefer Torah, it sounds like that would be okay. Okay, so then what's the Yibaya? No, ki kam Yibaya lo lekatchilo. The Yibaya is, you have to be Medayik de Gemara. Mahu limkar Sefer Torah. I want to go lekatchilo now to sell a Sefer Torah. Can I or can I not? So the Shaila in the Gemara is whether I could do a lekatchilo, but it's true from the Mishnah, you have a Diyik that if you did it B'dieved, it would be okay. Says the Gemara, Toshma, goyun Sefer Torah b'mitpachas. You're allowed to wrap a Sefer Torah with the mitpachos of chumashim. So if there was something that was used previously to wrap chumashim, and now you want to wrap a Sefer Torah, that's okay. The chumashim mitpachos neviyim uksuvim. If you want to take something that was used to wrap chumashim to now wrap neviyim uksuvim, that's also okay. Avaloi neviyim uksuvim mitpachos chumashim. But if you want to take the thing that was used to wrap the neviyim uksuvim and now wrap chumashim, that is not okay. Veloi chumashim mitpachos Sefer Torah. Or if you want to use the thing that was used to wrap the mitpachos now to the Sefer Torah, is also not going to be okay. So what's the point in all this? The point is, Milam B'Kodesh, V'loy Meiridin, right? So you can't you can use something that was used to wrap something of less Kedusha now for something of more Kedusha, but in the reverse, that's not something you can do. Says the Gemara, Ketani Miyaz, what do you see from here? Goyel Sefer Torah Mitpachas Chumashim. It sounds like you're allowed to be Goyel Sefer Torah using the Mitpachas of the Chumashim. Why? Because he'd be Maile B'Kodesh. So the Gemara's Diyuk is Mitpachas Chumashim and Mitpachas Sefer Torah Loi. So if I want to take from the Chumashim to the Sefer Torah, that's something I could do, because that's Maile B'Kodesh. But what if I want to go from a Sefer Torah to a Sefer Torah? One Sefer Torah to a different Sefer Torah, it sounds like that I wouldn't be able to do that. I can't go l'katchilo because I'm not being Maila Makodesh. So you see, you have to be literally Maila Makodesh. But the Gemara says, I hear the diak, but if it's a diak, aim a sefer, look at the sefer. The sefer said, v'loi chumashim b'mitpachi sefer Torah. You're not allowed to wrap chumashim with the wrap of a sefer Torah. It sounds like ha-Torah b'Torah shapradami. It's only chumashim you can't use mitpachi sefer Torah for. But let's say I want to use the mitpachis of the sefer Torah for a Torah. It sounds like it would be okay. So we have conflicting diukim. From the first part of the braisa, we have a diak one way. From the next part of the braisa, we have a diak another way. Elami hasa, the Gemara says, must be that from here, lekel mishmamina. You can't prove anything from here. Meaning, obviously, the tan of the braisa wasn't being so precise, and he didn't mean for you to make any diyukim. That was never his intention. As a result, you can't be medayik anything from the brayis. So again, Toshma, manichet sefer Torah al gabi Torah. Let him put a sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. V'Torah gabi chumashim. Let him put a sefer Torah on top of a chumash. V'chumashim al gabi neviyim uksuvim. You let him put a chumash on top of neviyim uksuvim. Avoloi neviyim uksuvim al gabi chumashim. He now let him put neviyim uksuvim on top of a chumash. V'loi chumashim al gabi Torah. Additionally, you now let him put a chumash on top of a sefer Torah. So what do you see from here? That you're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of a Sefer Torah. The Gemara's assumption is, if I could put a Sefer Torah on top of a Sefer Torah, I should be able to sell a Sefer Torah, take the proceeds to buy another Sefer Torah. But the Gemara says, no, hanocha ka'amrit. No, it's not a riot. Why? Because you're talking about putting a Sefer Torah on top of a Sefer Torah. Shani hanocha, putting is different the way you have to, because it's you have to. Meaning, it's impossible to go through life never putting a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. And being that it's loy efshar, it's different. And the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that where it's loy efshar, it's different. Because iloy teima hachi, mikro chechi karchinon, how you ever let a roll a sefer Torah? V'koyosef dafa acharei. One daf is going to be on the other daf. Right? How do you roll a sefer Torah? Ela kim loy efshar shari. Must be, because it's not possible. How else are you supposed to roll a sefer Torah without having one part of the cloth on top of the other part of the cloth? It's nu hachanami. Here too, you have to say the same thing. Kivin the loy efshar, being that it's inevitable, it's not possible to do it any other way. Shari, it's going to be mutar. Tashma. Rabbi Barbara Chan, Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Barbara Chan, send the name of Rabbi Yechon, Mishum, Rabbi Shem, Gabbalin, the name of Shem, Gamliel. Like, Yim, Kodim, Sefer Torah, Yashon. A person not let us sell a Sefer Torah, an older Sefer Torah. Likach, Bay Chadish, to buy a new Sefer Torah. See, clearly, you can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Sefer Torah, right? It seems pretty straightforward. It says, clearly, you can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Sefer Torah. What was the Shaila? Ma'u, Limka, Sefer Torah, Yashon, Likach, Bay Chadish. It's word for word, verbatim, the Shiloh. So the Gemara says, this is definitely a good Tashma, right? The Gemara says, no. Because you could always argue that maybe that halacha was based on Pshia. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about a case where he's really worried that you'll be Pesheya, you'll be negligent, meaning you're going to sell the Sefer Torah, and then you're never going to end up buying the second Sefer Torah. Ki kamrinon, the Gemara's Ibaya was a different Ibaya. Ki going to chsiv umanach, where it's literally ready to be bought. Meaning, the Sefer wrote it, it's literally in your house, he wants to make the whole party, and there's going to be a whole susharim. The problem is, you just didn't pay for it. But you have the means to pay for it, because you have an old Sefer Torah. So there's no concern that maybe you're going to be Pesheya. In such a case, that was the Shaila Mai. That was the Gemara Zibayah. So the Gemara says, let's try again. Tashmat. Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rameir. Rabbi Yochan said, in the name of Rameir, Eim Yochan Sefer Torah, Nala Basal Sefer Torah, Elulum Baitar Valisa Isha. So you cannot sell a Sefer Torah. Meaning, up until this point, we're discussing what you do with the proceeds of the Sefer Torah. Rav Meir said something else. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah unless you're doing it to learn Torah or Lisa Yisha. But what does the Gemara say? You could do it, Lomay Torah. Oh, Shemami, not Torah, but Torah, Shapradami. If you can sell a Sefer Torah to learn Torah, then presumably you could sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, because it's Torah, but Torah. So if I can sell it to learn, I can sell it to buy a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, no. Duma, Shani Talmud, maybe learning is different than owning a Sefer Torah, right? You could understand that. Shahat Talmud, maybe Lidei Maisa. When you learn Torah, then you know what you have to do. So Talmud Torah is more chashiv than simply owning a Sefer Torah. Ishanami, and the Gemara says, as it relates to wise and mutter to sell a Sefer Torah to get married, why would getting married be so chashiv that you can't sell a Sefer Torah to do anything but to get married? You could. So the Gemara says, because it says, Laisayu v'ra, l'sheves yitzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world for it to be toyu v'vayu, right? V'ara toyu That was at the very beginning of creation. But the purpose was lo soyu v'ra, not for it to remain in the state of soyu, but l'sheves yitzara. It was meant to be populated, and that's why you can sell a sefer Torah liso isha. But the bottom line is, avot Torah v'Torah lo, it could be sell a sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah. That's not okay. Tanu Rabbanan, a postscript to this whole discussion. A person should never sell a sefer Torah. Afa pisha eino tzarech lo, even if you don't need it anymore. You don't need the sefer Torah. So you're going to say, okay, people want it. Let me get money for it. No, don't do it. Yes, Rav Kain, I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel added to this. He doubled down. He said, afilu ein lama yoichal. If a person doesn't have food to eat, umaycher sefer Torah, and he sells a sefer Torah, oibita, or he sells his daughter, which is something that midday raisa he has the right to do, ein roya simen bracha lo'ayla. This person should know he's never going to be roya simen bracha. He thinks he's selling something, he's raising money, and as a result, it's going to be good for him. A person that sells a sefer Torah, or if someone sells bitoy, he should know ein roya simen bracha lo'ayla. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, again, is discussing someone that sells something that has Kedusha. Now you have the money. The Kedusha transfers from the item that you sold onto the money. So the money is now bound by the laws of the Kedusha. And as a result, if you want to use the money to buy something that has more Kedusha, you can. If you want to use the money to buy something that has less Kedusha, you cannot. So here was the question in the Mishnah. What would happen if you sold something and now you took the money and you were Maila B'Kodesh? You follow the rules of the Mishnah. But now there's leftover money. So you sold something for $1,000, you got $800, and you bought something for $800. So you have $200 of Moisrayim, of Shirayim. The question is, those $200 that you have left over, is that also bound by these halachas? We're Maila B'Kodesh V'Loi Meridin? Or maybe the Maestreya, maybe the change, quote unquote, is going to be different. And the Mishnah addressed this question with two words. V'chein B'Maestreya, the last two words of the Mishnah. That all the halachas that are mentioned in the Mishnah are true, even for leftover money. It's going to be the same exact thing. Amar Rava. So Rava said on that note, Loi Shanu, this is only true, Elishem Machru V'Hisir. Meaning, if you, the Bnei Yair sold something, they got money, and now there's leftover money. So that's when you have the halacha, v'chein b'maisrei, which is what the Mishnah is talking about. Ava, what would be if it was a slightly different case? Gavu v'hisiru. What would be if the Bnei Yair, they raised money to buy a Dovah Shebek Dusha? So they raised money, and they ended up having leftover money. So again, they raised $1,000, and they only spent $800. Those $200 that they raised that was never used, mutter, says Rava, that doesn't have any Kedusha. And the Svara is pretty intuitive, right? If they sold something with Kedusha, and the proceeds of the sale were $1,000, now all $1,000 has the Kedusha. That's how Pidyon works. So now that the Kedusha is on all the money, even though you didn't use all the money, who cares? At the end of the day, the $200 of leftover money has Kedusha. If I only raised the money, whatever gave it Kedusha? I raised it. That's not enough, said Rava, for it to have Kedusha. And as long as it's Maestreim, it's going to be okay. So Eitzav Abayi. So Rava says something. Who asks on Rava? Usually Abayi. So Abayi asks the Kasha to Rava. When is this true? So this is a Braisa that's discussing the sugya of the day. So says the Braisa, when is all these halachas true? Shalai hisnu. If no one ever made it tonight, aval hisnu. If they made it tonight, the people that bought and sold, afilu l'duchsusya mutter. You could even use the leftover money for a duchsusya. So the Gemara is going to say in a minute what a duchsusya is. But for now, we just need the halacha. That the only time the halachas of our Mishnah and of our sugya are true is if there was no time. But once is it tonight's mutter. So Abayi said, hey, chidami, what's going on over here? Ilema shem machru v'hoisiru. If it's talking about where they sold and there were leftovers. And again, just to be clear, this Bamed Varim Amurim is talking about where there were leftovers. So when are the leftovers a problem? That's only if there was Loi Hisnu. But if there was Hisnu, if there was a Tanai, don't worry about the leftovers. So Abayi said, what do we mean when we talk about the Moisers? Is it talking about the case of the Mishnah where there was Dovah Shebek Dusha, it was sold, and now there's leftover money? Hisnu might have a. Why does it help if they made a Tanai? If they made a Tanai, oh, I'm making a Tanai, it shouldn't have Kedusha, but it has Kedusha. So you can make a Tanai from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help. You. Must be the case was talking about where they didn't sell, but rather they raised the money. It was Rava's case, where they went together, right? They're putting money so they could buy a Dovah Shebek Dusha, and now there's leftover money. What does the Braisa say? Time of the Hisnu. If they made it tonight, no worries. Haloi Hisnu Loi. But it sounds like if they didn't make it tonight, it's not going to be the case. The Gemara says, Loi Loilam, Shemachru Vaisiru. Really, it's talking about where they sold it. They didn't just raise. What's the Kasha? If they sold it, how does the Tanai help? V'hachi Kamar. This wasn't just any ordinary Tanai. This Tanai wasn't just made by the town's folk, but rather, you know, made this tonight. It was the Shiva Toivei Oir. Oh, the Medvar Mamurim Shlai Hisnu Shiva Toivei Oir, but my Ben Anshei Oir. Avol Hisnu Shiva Toivei Oir, but if it was that Chevra, the board of directors, they're the ones that made it tonight, then we already know from yesterday's daf and from the introduction to today's daf, then it goes completely l'chulin. Oh, if it goes completely l'chulin, so you don't have to worry about it. So then the halacha is, you'll be able to do whatever you want, and that's what the b'raisa means. Afilu l'duchsusya nami mutter. So even if you want to use it for a duchsusya, still it's going to be okay. Tosis points out that you see from this gemara that the only time it works with the shiva toiva ir b'maimin anche ir is if you make a tanai. But if you don't make a tanai, in that case, it's not going to work. Hill, have to look at Tosfos. But either way, it's only if you see from this Gemara that the Shiva Tovi O'ir would require a Tanai. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omli Abayi Lohumi Rabbanu. So Abayi went to one of the Rabbanu to have a Masad Masisa Kameda Rav Sheshes. So he was organizing all the Brises in the presence of Rav Sheshes. So he goes to this person, Abayi, and he said, Mishmilach Rav Sheshes. You know, I know you used to spend a lot of time with Rav Sheshes. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes, my Duch Susya, what a Duch Susya is? Right? What is a Duch Susya? You can even use the money for a Duch Susya. In the previous stop, you could even use the money to buy beer. In this stop, you could even use it for a duchsusya. What's it does? Amalei told him, yeah, I did hear. Achiyam Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, it's the parasha de masa. So Rashi explains what this is. This is very, very old school. Once upon a time, every city had a person that used to ride a horse. And in the event that he had to be sent for some sort of shlichas, he would gallop away to take care of business. But the bottom line is, he's the parasha de masa. Amar Abayis. Abayis said, I have a takeaway, a postscript from this whole gemara. Hilka chaitzum rabban de shamal milsav. If there's a Tzurim Rabbanon, Abaya is always talking about the Tzurim Rabbanon, right? Abaya, we always say this, that Abaya loved the Yeshiva Bachrim, just like the Yeshiva Bachrim loved Abaya. You see it throughout Shas. He's always giving advice to the Tzurim Rabbanon, right? He's the one that said that if I ever see a Tzurim Rabbanon that finishes a Masechta, I would make a Siyum for him. So Abaya says, Hilka Chai Tzurim Rabbanon, and a Tzurim Rabbanon we know is the Yeshiva Bachrim. Rashi, Tainis, Daftal, Ramad Aleph on the top. So Chai Tzurim Rabbanon, the Shambali, Milsav, Liyada, Peirusha. If there's a Tzurim Rabbanon that hears something and doesn't know the Pshat, so you know what you should do? Good advice. Go to someone that spends a lot of time by Rabbanon. If you spend time with a Gavir Rabba, you're going to know the answers to all the questions. And why did he say that? Because that's what happened over here. Abaye didn't know pshat in what the Duch Susya is. So what did he do? See, he went to this person who used to spend time with Rav Sheshes. And he said, tell me, did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes what a Duch Susya is? Of course, I know exactly what a Duch Susya is. So Abaye said, this is a good, solid takeaway. Just good to know. You want to know what a word means or what something means, speak to someone that spends time with Rabbanon. Him because usually they end up knowing the answers to these questions. Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbi Meir. If you have people in a city, they go to another city. They're visiting another city, upaskan alei in staka, and their luck, right? You walk into shul and plink that day, they're making an appeal. Or they're raising money for whatever reason. So they turn to the Gabbai, you know, I don't daven here, I'm not a regular member here, we don't live here, we came from another city, just so happens today we're here. But so what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you what Rameir said. It's very interesting. He said, Noisnin. They should give tzedakah. Then, Ukshem ba, mevi noisnin imam. But then when they leave, take it back. Umefarnesim ba, niya iram. But however, once you already pledge it for tzedakah, it's tzedakah, right? You can, it is what it is. So what you'll do is you give it to Yaniya Yercha, the people that live in your city. Rashi says, this is poshit for Marzain. The people shouldn't be choshed that they're not giving tzedakah. Give the tzedakah. Tanya nami hachi to Bryce. Mnei Yersha hochli racheres. If you have people that live in a city, they went to another city. Upasko aleim tzedakah. And they walked into this, appeal. Noisnin, they should give the tzedakah. Kshem bayin, and when they leave, mevi noisnin imam, they should take it back with them. The yachid shalach l'racheres. What about a yachid? I mean, until now we're talking about b'nei ho'ir, a group of people. What if one person goes to another city, upasko of tzedakah, and they're raising money, tinasin, you should give it. La'ani oisair, you can't take it back. You should give it to the people of that city. Rav Huna goes to Tainesa. Rav Huna was once goes to Tainesa. Ola gabe, Rav Chana bar Chana iloi, v'chol b'nei masi. So Rav Huna was goes to Tainesa. Must have been something going on in the world. And Rav Chana bar Chana iloi, and his whole keila, they went to Rav Huna. Ramo layut staka, and they imposed staka on him. The Gemara says in Brachas Davav, agra de tanisa, the ikra schar that a person gets on a yom atainis is staka. So we know atainis is about tshuva, it's about tefillah, it's also about staka. Tshuva, tefillah, staka is mavir nesraya gzera. So they were collecting money. V'yavu, they gave. Kibol the mason when they wanted to leave. Amr said, nu noisvin la marvin ezlin faran spend yom masin. We want the money back. We're going to give it to that yom in our city. Amaluhus, Rav Huna told them, tanina, na. The only time you get your money back is if there's no chever ha'ir. What does that mean, Rashi? Talmud chacham ha'mesasik b'tzarchei tzibur. If the city that you gave the money to doesn't have a Talmud Chacham that's involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, then you can take the money back. However, this city does have a Talmud Chacham that's involved in the Tzarchei Tzibur, therefore you can't get it back. And then he said,
Besides, the kol shekein daniy di divid etchol leisamichi. Rav Huna says, I know how much the people in your kehila rely on me monetarily. So at the end of the day, giving money to me is like giving money to aniy irchol, like giving money to people in your city. And as a result, Rav Huna told him the money's going to stay here. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Ein moichin esher rabin yochi. Now let us sell a beis hakneses of a rabin to a beis hakneses that's now going to be used for a yachid. So there's a beis hakneses. It belongs to a rabbin. What does a rabbin mean? Pashut, it means there's a minion there. And now the rabbin wants to sell the beis hakneses. It's still going to be a beis hakneses. There's no issues of milam b'kodesh v'leim meridin. But a yachid's going to use it. Someone that davens b'yachidus, but he doesn't just daven b'yachidus. He davens b'yachidus in a beis hakneses. So can you go forward with such a sale? So that's what Mishnah says, no. And the reason is, because really you're diminishing its Kedusha. Rashi says, why is there, oh, we'll see in the Gemara. I hear. But if you're going to be sensitive to the nuances of Kedusha, I mean, even though it's remaining a Beis HaKnesses, but you're talking about from a rabbin to a yachid, that maybe you shouldn't be able to do it from a large kehila to even to a small kehila. Because at the end of the day, less people are going to use it. So the Gemara says, Shapur, come to the Rabbanu Rameir. L'chur, the Rabbanu are saying, go to Rameir. Rameir, if you're worried about this, be worried about that. The Gemara says, no, Rameir, Ir Gadol, Ir Ketan, Meir, Kor, Kedisha, Hashem, Nami, Kedisha. Ir Gadol, Ir Ketan is different. Because over there, initially, it was Kaddish, and now it's Kaddish, Rashi. Whether a big tzibur uses it or a small tzibur uses it, a tzibur is using it. So you have Kaddish, you have Kedusha, you have Chazar Sashat, you have Baruch Hu, you have all the things of Kedusha. Aber, as it relates to going from a large Kehil, from a Rabban Liyachid like a Kedusha, because the Yachid won't be able to do all these things. Therefore, it's different. Rabbanon, says the Gemara, what are the Rabbanon hold? What's their counter going to be? I hear the distinction, but at the same time, going from a large Kilo to a small Kilo also is a reason maybe not to do it. And the reason is because there is an Indian of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So the more people that daven in a minion, the more Kaddish it is. So Rameir said another halacha, very interesting halacha. He said, you're not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses unless you sell it all out tonight. So you can't just sell a Beis HaKnesses. Rather, you have to stipulate in the sale, in the contract, that if at any point the seller wants to buy the Beis HaKnesses back, he gives you the money back, you give him back the Beis HaKnesses, it's his again. Rashi says, because it's a bazillion to sell a Beis HaKnesses. So this is like the loophole. Like this, you have this option, you could always buy it back, and as long as you can always buy it back, then it's going to be okay. That's where Meir Shit V'chomim, the Chomim say, no, you could sell it forever, there's no such halacha, chutz me'ar barad form. However, you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses for four things. L'merchitz, can't use it, you can't sell it for it to become a bathhouse, ulabursiki, a tannery, letfila, to go teufel, ulabes hamayim, and to wash your clothes. Huda, Huda says, moichin oisel l'shem chatzer, you could sell it as a chatzer, v'lekech mashir tzayasa, and the lekech is going to be allowed to do whatever it is that he wants to do. So this next piece of Gemara, we're going to go through a little bit quickly, it's really very much a digression from what we're talking about right now. It's actually something that discusses the laws of ribbis from all things. So this is where ribbis meets Masechtas Megillah, and it discusses a very specific halacha in the laws of ribbis, and that is the halacha of tzad echad beribbis. So we're familiar with ribbis. Ribbis is if somebody lends money to somebody else, he's not allowed to charge him interest, right? That's the classic case of ribbis. That's ribbis deraisa. It's called ribbis kutsutza. But there are other forms of ribbis. A lot of the other forms of ribbis are only ribbis derabanan. There's a whole perik, a hard perik in Shas called Ezeu Neshech that discusses this halacha. But the Gemara begins with Akasha on Rameir. Rameir said, you're not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses if it's going to be an unequivocal sale. Meaning, I'll sell you my Beis HaKnesses, but only if I have the right to buy it back. So let's play it out. Somebody sells a Beis HaKnesses. Now, 5 years later, the seller decides that he wants the Beis HaKnesses back. Lekeach has no choice. He has to give it to him. So what's going to happen? The Lekeach is going to return the Beis HaKnesses, and the Meicher is going to return the money. It's going to be the same amount of money, because that's the deal. And what's going to essentially happen is that it's going to come out that the sale was void. Now, the sale was in effect for a certain period of time, but moving forward, it's no longer in effect, right? From a halachic perspective, halacha now will say that once this transaction is unwound, we view the mafreya as if the Beis HaKnesses was never really sold. But rather, what happened? It was just being used by the person that bought it, but being that the seller ended up buying it back, so it comes out that the whole mechira was unwound. So what happened, really? The buyer gave the seller money, He gave it to him for, let's call it 5 years. During those 5 years, he was using the shul. Now he's going to get his money back and he's going to return the shul. You know what this schmecks from? Ribbis. Isn't this ribbis? Because in the event that he's going to unwind the transaction, so it's going to come out, the original money that the buyer gave the seller, he's going to get back. The seller would have kept the money for a certain period of time. And it sounds like an exchange of you taking my money for a certain period of time. I was allowed to use your Beis HaKnesses. Using the Beis HaKnesses is the ribbis. And what originally looked like a sale is going to end up being a halva. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to do this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. It's true, it's a chiddush, but Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who holds tzad echad beribbis mutter. That you're allowed to do something like this. Meaning the only time ribbis is a problem is if going into the transaction, you know it's going to be ribbis. But let's say you do a transaction that may play out in one or two scenarios. One scenario, it may result in ribbis. But in the other scenario, it certainly won't result in ribbis. It's a tzad echad beribbis. Oh, if it's a tzad echad beribbis, it's mutter. Why is it tzad echad beribbis? Because if the seller ends up taking it back, then it's going to be huvra davel mafreya that it was a loan with ribbis. But if he doesn't take it back, it's going to be a sale. So this is really tzad echad beribbis. That's why it's mutter. So what's the makar tzad echad beribbis? Fast. The tanya. Harish ayin oish b'chaberi money. Somebody owes somebody a money. Fast lois tadeo mecher. And he says, you owe me money. You owe me money. He says, I'm sorry. You owe me money. He says, you know what? I'll make a deal with you. Take my field. I'm selling my field to you. Now, I'm not really selling it to you. Hopefully, I'll just pay the loan back and I'll be able to keep my field. But in the event that I don't end up paying the loan back, then we'll make this whole loan end up being a sale. You'll end up keeping my field. Could you do this or not? So says the Bryce, it depends. If the Moicher is going to be the one sealing the Paris Mutter, it's going to be fine. But Lekeach Eichel Paris, if the Lekeach, meaning the lender, is going to be the one that's eating the Paris, Usser, it's going to be Usser. And the reason it's going to be Usser is because what happens if, in fact, the person ends up paying back the money? So now it's going to come out that it was not a sale, it was a loan. I ate the Paris, it was ribbis. I lent you money, you gave me the money back eventually. During the interim period, I had your field and I was eating the Paris. So that's the ribbis that I ate. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if Lekeach eats the Paris, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Sad Echad Beribis is mutter. And being that it's only a Sad Echad Beribis, because you don't know if it's going to be ribis, maybe I'll never pay it back. And if the borrower doesn't pay back, it's going to come out it was a Mecher, so it was never ribis. So being that it's only a Sad Echad Beribis, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda again, a Maisa. The Baisus Ben Zoinin Sha'asa Sadeo Mecher. He once did this exact transaction, Alpi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oversaw it for Lekeach Eichel Paris. And the Lekeach was eating the Paris. You see, it's mutter. Amalei, they told him, Isham Raya, this is the Raya, Michael Eichel Paris. That those are not the facts. Really, the Michael was one that was eating Paris. For Lekeach, not the Lekeach. Maybe now, the Gemara says, what's the machleik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? In that price, Tzadach HaBeribis, like we just said, that's the machleik. It's Marasov, Tzadach HaBeribis, mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzadach HaBeribis is mutter. Marasov, Tzadach HaBeribis, Aser. Whereas the Chachamim holds Tzadach HaBeribis is Aser. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Tzadach HaBeribis is mutter. And that's why he allows this transaction in our Mishnah. Rav said a different shot. He said, Kuliyam, Tzadach HaBeribis is Aser. Could be everybody holds Tzadach HaBeribis is Aser. The case in our Mishnah, the reason Rav Meir allowed it here is because the contract that says that the seller is allowed to buy the Beis HaKnesses back at any point also says that if he does that, the buyer is going to have to reimburse the seller for all the time that he used the Beis HaKnesses. So they work out some lease, for example. So I'm buying it right now, and hopefully this is the way it's going to be. If you ever decide to buy it back and I used it for 5 years, I'll pay you X amount of dollars a year for those 5 years. And being that I'm giving you back the ribbis, that's why it's mutter. The truth is, this is really a shaila, but Rav Meir holds that ribbis that you give back is mutter. So Marasov ribbis amanas lahach sa mutter, Marasov arasar. So either Pshan Rav Meir in our sugi is because he holds sadechet, but ribbis is mutter, or Pshan Rav Meir in our sugi is because he holds that ribbis amanas lahachzer is mutter. So returning to the beginning of the daf as it relates to raid, and that is the daf began with an epic machloikis. It was a machloikis between two talmidim of Rava, Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava and Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava, arguing what Rava's position was. It was also machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What was the machloikis? What has more kedusha? A Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash? And the Gemara said that the source to the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a pasuk in Melachim. The pasuk says, "Vayisroy fes Beis Hashem, fes Beis HaMelech, fes kol bat Yerushalayim, fes kol Beis Gadol Sarah Feish." It was read in Arash in addition to all the churban that he caused, but he also burnt kol Beis Gadol.
And Shaul was, what was that base gadol? It was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Lamaskana, the Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan held that the bayis gadol was the base tefillah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that it's the bayis gadol that the pasuk is referring to was referring to the base medrash. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held it was the base medrash. Where do you find gadol in the context of the base medrash? Hashem chavetz laman tzidko yagdol toir v'yada. Rabbi Yochanan held it's a base tefillah. Where do you find tefillah in the context of gadol? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk. The pasuk says v'hamelech medaber al gechazi. The king was talking to gechazi. He was the nar israeli kim lemar saper noli is kol hagdolos hashos alicha. Will you tell me about the gdolos, the moifsim that Elisha performed? Elisha performed a lot of moifsim in Melachim Beis. So he said, will you tell me a little bit about those moifsim? Right, that was the question. That's what he wanted to know. And says the Gemara, all these moifsim that Elisha performed, how did he perform them? He performed them with tefillah. So you see that gedolos is a word that's used in the context of tefillah, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan knows that when it says kol beis gadol, what does it mean, kol beis gadol? Kol beis gadol is referring to tefillah. That's what the Gemara said. The Chasam Sofer, in two tshuvas, it's an Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin, and it's an Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, asks a kasha. And the truth is, the tshuva in Kuf Tzadik Zayin is a tshuva that we've spoken about many times. And it's the tshuva that the Chasam Sofer wrote to the Heilige Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. And in that tshuva, the Chasam Sofer discusses some fascinating things. Amongst them, he discusses Nusach HaTfilo, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ari. He discusses the Zoyar. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that he never heard his Rebbe Dafla and his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler quote the Zoyar in any of their drashas. And another thing that he talks about in that tshuva is he discusses Shemois. So he had a whole conversation with the Heilige Yismach Moshe about Shemois. So in that tshuva, we talked to him about Shemois, he asked the Yismach Moshe kasha. He told him, Tzorchani lasos li rav b'shnei kushes. Ichtaf ha-rebbe, there's two kashas that are bothering me very, very badly. And one of the two kashas was a kasha on our Gemara right here, in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. He says that the Gemara says that Elisha performed all his miracles with tefillah. That's how he performed his miracles. And not just that, the Gemara learns a halachic gedolah from this. Rabbi Yochanan said that what does kol beis gadol mean? It means beis tefillah. Because a beis tefillah is a mokoim of gedulah, because you find the word gedulah by Elisha describing his moivsim. And how did Elisha perform his moivsim? He performed his moivsim with tefillah. And there's an afkimina lalacha. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're allowed to sell a base medrash to buy a base haknesses based on the fact that a base gadol is not a base hamedrash, but rather it's a base haknesses. So the Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand how Rabbi Yochanan knew that Elisha, the great Navi, performed his miracles with tefillah. Maybe he performed it with Sheamus. Maybe he did it some other way. How does he know that? And that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in his tshuva. He says, you're going to tell me Sheamus? He says, I saw with my own eyes. This is what he writes. He said, I saw with my own eyes my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler perform miracles using Sheamus. Losh. I know it's true. My own eyes, he said. I know it's doable. So if it's doable, right? What's the context over here? Might as well mention it quickly again. The context over here is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that they told the Chachamim that Rav Hamnuna wrote 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime. So they said, he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, it's not possible. He said, maybe what he wrote was Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Myrasha Kilas Yaakov, maybe he wrote that 400 times. Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? It says he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. What does it have to do with Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because the Mishnah says, in Sukkot Af Membeza Medal, if Katan Ayadeh Ladav, when a Katan learns to speak, of Malamdoi Torah. My Malamdoi, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So Rabbeinu Tam said that you see, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, he's Torah. Right? Of Malamdoi Torah. My Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So that's already a precedent for this idea that the word Torah can maybe mean Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But the Chasam Sofer says, Lulei de Mistafina. This is what he says. Lulei de Mistafina. If I wasn't afraid, I would say maybe a different pshat. He says, the emes is, the Gemara bothers me very much. The Chachamim was so bewildered. How did Rav Hamnuna write 400 Sifrei Torah during his lifetime? He says, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life wrote 12 Sifrei Torah. So he says, if Moshe Rabbeinu could write 12 Sifrei Torah during the last day of his life in one day, so you're going to tell me Rav Hamnuna wasn't able to write 400 Sifrei Torah in his lifetime? L'chura, he should have been able to. Why is he so different than Moshe Rabbeinu? So said the Chasam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. What you're going to tell me is that the Rosh says in the end of Arvei Pesachim
that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Sefer Torah, he didn't really write it. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. He did it using Shemus HaKadoshim. Right, that was the way he did it. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. How does the Rosh know that? Because the Rosh makes a cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira was on Shabbos. So if his Ptira was on Shabbos, how did he write 12 Sefer Torah? So it must be he didn't do it B'derech HaTeva. He did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. We once spoke at a raid by it from Rav Usha Weiss. The Rav Usha Weiss has a whole Shtichel Torah that you see from here that even though, of course, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but if you want to do it B'derech Skuli, if someone's Mechal Shabbos, but he does the Melacha Shalaika B'derech HaTeva, it's okay because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote by Hashbaas Kulmas. How did the Rosh answer the Kash? At the end of the day, you're not allowed to write. Oh, must be if you do it Shalaika B'derech HaTeva. So in that instance, it's going to be okay. So you'll tell me Moshe Rabbeinu did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. So said the Chassam Sofer, what, Rav Hamnuna couldn't do it by Hashbaas Kulmas? I don't know, Mechtesa. Why were they so taken aback by what they heard? Maybe he also did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. Says the Chassam Sofer, Lule de Mistafina, here's the Lule de Mistafina part. He said, if I wasn't so afraid, I would say, maybe that's really what happened. I think that's what happened. He says, because the Gemara says, what did he write? They said, maybe he wrote Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. Mamish Godol HaRishayim struggled. He didn't understand what it means. What is Torah Tzivah? He said, maybe it means the Gemara in Sukkah, Katana Yedei Ladaber, Ovim Alam Deuterium, my Torah, Torah Tzivah Lano Moshe. He says, but you know, I think it's going on over here. It says, when the Pasuk, when the Rosh said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei Torah Bashbaz Kulmas, which shame did he use? So the Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you which shame it was. He used the shame of Keses, Kuf Samach Saf. Kuf Samach Saf. It means a quill, right? Old school. A pen. The pasuk says that there was a malach that was levush habadim asher keses hasoifer b'masnav. That's what it is. He used the shame of keses, says the Chassam Sofer. It's pashit. He says Torah tziva lanu Moshe is Rosh Tevis tof tzadik lamid mem. The gematria of tof tzadik lamid mem is like pachas v'lo yoser kuf samach sof. It's exactly kuf samach sof, 560. Said the Chassam Sofer, that's what the Gemara said. They said Rav Hamnuna wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He said, can't be. He said, did. He said, maybe it was Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe. You know what he meant? Not that he wrote Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe 400 times, but what he meant is he did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Yud Beis Sifrei Torah the last day of his life by Hashbaas Kulmas. That's exactly what was going on over here. So maybe what he did was he did it by Hashbaas Kulmas. What does that have to do with Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe? It's hidden. It's Merumis, Primius HaTorah. Because the Rosh Tevis of Torah Tziv Elonu Moshe is the exact gematria of Kuf Samach Ses, of Sof, which is Keses HaSofer. That's the Shem of Hashbaas Kulmas. And that's exactly what's going on. And then the Chassam Sofer says very mysteriously, Ve'ein laharich b'zeh. We already spoke too much. Ve'ein laharich b'zeh. I can't tell you anymore. But in this tshuva that the Chassam Sofer wrote to the Heilige Yismach Moshe, he told him, I saw with my own eyes, by Rav Nosson Adler, he also knew this. I saw him do it, he says. Echabes gizein. He had the koyach to be mashpia, shemus, and do all these things, and he was able to write these things. But he says, so Rebbe Leben, so I need help over here. So how did Chazal know that Elisha did it with tefillah? And Rabbi Yochanan learned the halacha from it, that what's a bias God, what's a bias tefillah? Mechatesa. Maybe what he did was, he did mofsim. He did a bashpas kumis. It's very reasonable. Maybe that's what's going on over here. That was his kasha. He says a shtickle of teretz at the end of the tshuva. But in the next tshuva, and this tshuva wasn't to the Yismach Moshe, but this is the next tshuva that's printed in Shailos HaTshuva Zayir Chaim. That's just the way it was organized. Me'inyan le'inyan. But I say in the very next tshuva, to a different gadol, the Chassam Sofer asked the same kasha. And in this tshuva, the Chassam Sofer said a teretz. He said a teretz nifla, based on a Gemara. He said that the Tosfos rid, in Mesachtes Kedushin, in Perek Asara Yuchsin. So this is a Mesachtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph. So he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the third parak of Mesachtes Yuma. The Yerushalmi says that somebody went over to Rav Pinchas ben Chama, and he told him, one of the great Amiram, and he said, Ton Nimso Lech Hashem. He said, I want to give you one of the Shemus. It's like this, you'll be able to make Moifsim. Amalei, so he told him, Eni Yachal, I can't take the Shemus. So why not? He said, Da No Ochel Meiser. Because I'm a Levi, I take Maisris. And because I take Maisris, I can't do it. V'amar Rav, and Rav said, Man derogel b'shem, any person that takes Shemois, lo yachol mechol mi bar nashklon. A person that takes shame, that takes things from other people, is not allowed to use the Shemus. A person that is nene from other people, the Tosfos Brit brings from the Yerushalmi, is not allowed to use the Shemois. So if a person wants to use Shemus, assuming he knows how, there's a very, very clear stipulation, and that is, you're not allowed to have hanah from anybody else. So the Chassam Sofer said, and this is classic, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amid Beis, Amar Abaya, Ve'itema Rabbi Yitzchak. Abaya said, some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak that said, if somebody wants to have hanah from somebody else, Yahana, have hana. Ke Elisha, there's precedence for it. Elisha had hana from other people. Who did Elisha have hana from? From the Isha Shunamis. That's the whole story with the Isha Shunamis. There was a woman, she was the Isha Shunamis, and there was a holy person, she didn't really know who he was, Elisha, that would always come through the city. And whenever he came through the city, she had a room in the attic, and she set a very nice setup for him, and he would always stay there. He felt like Karas HaTayv, and he found out that she had no children, and he blessed her with children, and the child died. Right, the Roshi, the Gemara, and then Elisha ends up performing Tchias Amazing. But it all begins with Elisha being a regular visitor of this Mishpacha. He used to lodge by the Isha Shunamis. Zochti Gemara, if someone wants to have an offer from somebody else, Yehana, do it. And there's a present, Kelisha, do it like Elisha. Vishayna writes Elahana. Let's say someone says, I don't want to have an offer. Al Yehana, don't do it. It's fine, there's a precedent for that too. Kishmul Haramasi, Shmul Haramasi, because the Pasuk says, Uchuvasai Haramasa, Kisham Beisai, Vam Rabbi Yechon says, Shukamak Shal Shal Beisai Ima. Wherever he went, he had his whole house with him. Shmul Haramasi didn't want to have an offer from anybody. So the Gemara says, there were two Midois by the Gedolim. He had Elisha and he had Shmul. Elisha had hana, Shmuel HaRamasi had no hana. So Zokti Gemara, you could pick and choose. HaRoitza LaHanois, Yehana Kelisha, V'Shaloi LaHanois, Al Yehana Kishmuel HaRamasi. Parenthetically, I saw in the Emes LiYakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky on this Gemara, Brachas Tavyur on the base. He says, what's Pshat? Why did Elisha do it one way and Shmuel HaRamasi do it another way? He says, maybe the Pshat is because Shmuel HaRamasi was a Shoifet. He was a manik, he was a Poisig. And maybe he felt that if he would take things from other people, it would compromise his ability to go ahead and paskin. He quotes the Rima Gash. The Rima Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe. The Rima Gash was the Rambam's Rebbe. And he quotes the Rima Gash. That the Rima Gash says that why is a Karev not allowed to be a Dayan? Why can't a Karev paskin Shilas? He says, because imagine a Karev is a Dayan. And he's going to be Erlich. Not he's going to lie. He's going to be Erlich. Just the opposite. Counterintuitive. He's going to come with the right psak and he's going to say, you're guilty. He says, how does a person look his brother in the eye, his father, his mother, his sister, his mishpacha, his cousin, and tell him you're guilty? How you talking? How can you do something like that? It doesn't pass. So the Rimei Gash says, that's why a Karev is not allowed to pass in Shilas. So Yaakov Kamenetsky said, a Shoifei, Mamonov Shach. If it's going to mess with your head, then you can't do it. And even if not, how does it look here? This person's been so good to you. He's been so nice to you. He's been supporting your causes. And now all of a sudden you're ruling against him. That's the Rima Gash, that a car of his puzzle. So he said, Shmuel HaRamasi, he was a shoifet. He didn't take. Elisha wasn't a shoifet. Elisha was a heilige yid. But Elisha was a tzaddik. He was a navi. People came to him for brachas and tefillas. But he wasn't a shoifet. He didn't have an official capacity. And as a result, he wasn't bound by this restriction. That's why he was like, a bezochtech sam soifer. That the Tosis Red brings from the Yerushalmi, that any person that has hana from other people is not allowed to use Shemos. The Gemara uses Elisha as the example of someone that had hana. Haroitza lehanois yahana kelisha. Elisha couldn't use the Shemos. That's how Rabbi Yochanan knew. Zochtech sam soifer, Megill, daf chav zayin amid aleph. That what's Elisha doing? It must be that Elisha is doing it al yidei tefila. That's how he knew it must have been al yidei tefila. I'll tell you, the sam soifer somewhere else says a very, very similar word. The Gemara says in Masech Teschulin, but Pinchas ben Yair came to Rabbi. Now, the context over there is all the miracles and all the moifsim of Pinchas ben Yair. Right, Pinchas ben Yair, he performed incredible miracles. So Pinchas ben Yair, he comes and he appears in front of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Shama Rebbe. Rebbe was so excited. Nafach la'ape. He ran out to greet him. Omalei. So the first thing he told Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Rebbe meets Rav Pinchas ben Yair. By the way, the Gemara says, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, as he was on his way to meet Rebbe, all he did was split the sea. Right? That's the Gemara. Right? He decreased Yamsov, the famous Larachayim. But that's all he did. Right? So now he shows up and Rebbe meets him. And what's the first thing Rebbe tells him? Ritzoncho, Risoid Etzli? You want to come eat? You want to come for a Zuda? Amalei told him, hey, yeah. Oh, Tzavu Panav Shal Rebbe. And Rebbe heard that, he was so excited. So Freitag says, the first thing Rebbe told Pinchas Ben Yair, Abrocha, Abzavart, Abzalachayim, I don't know. That's the first thing he said, you want to come eat by me? Why was that the first thing he told him? He said, because Rebbe heard about the Moifsim of Pinchas Ben Yair. He was very well aware of it. And he wanted to know what his koyach was. And he thought it, maybe it was Seamus. And maybe Rebbe wasn't so happy. But so Rebbe says, tell me, you want to eat by me? And that was going to be the barometer. That's how he was going to know. If he says, yeah, that means he has enough from other people. Must be like Elisha. It must be Saliday Tfila. If he says no, then already we're going to stop being suspicious. So the first thing Rebbe did, Nafak la'ape, omale, ritzoin cholissa, that etzli. Every word in Gemara, we go through these Agada Gemara, like the Gemara is telling us stories. The Gemara is not telling us stories. There's layers and layers of Pnimiyus Hatayr in every single word. His mom is a whole thief guide over here. Stop, you want to come eat by me? He's being upset. No, it's not what he's doing. He's kriching into the whole thief guide of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. He said, "Ritzayim chalisla et etzli." I'm like, "Hey," and he said, "Tzav upon of Shal Rebbe." Rebbe was so happy. Rebbe served nice sudas, right? We know that. The Gemara says Rebbe and Antoninus, there was always good food. But Rebbe was so happy when he heard that. He says, "Ah, Givaldik, now I know. It's the Shemus. It's Koyach HaTfilah." But this is the Chassam Sofer. How do we know that Elisha? How do we know that Elisha's Koyach was Tfilah? Maybe he was Shemus. The Chassam Sofer says, "I saw my own Rebbe, Rab Nosson Adel, my own eyes, I saw him perform miracles with Sheamus." You know what the Teretz is? It's the Tosfos Rid, because someone that has Hanah from other people is not allowed to use Sheamus. And Elisha had Hanah from the Isha Ashunamis. So much so that Elisha goes down as the mashal for history. That Haroitza Lahanis Yahana Kelisha. If Elisha had Hanah, Bal Korchach, the Koyach of Elisha wasn't Sheamus. So if it wasn't Sheamus, what was it? Oh, must be, said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, must be the Koyach of Elisha was through the Koyach of Tefillah.